So forget Augustine. We need to find some other way of reading it. I guess you could read it as in terms of psychology. This is perhaps Jacob wrestling with his conscience, having a desperately sleepless night as he comes to terms on the eve of meeting his brother for the first time in I don't know how many years with what he did to him when he tricked him out of his birthright those years ago. So this could be a story about a man recognizing to himself, admitting to himself what a dreadful thing that he did, and being prepared to throw himself upon his brother's mercy. You could, I think, rather fruitfully, especially in the light of this morning's gospel, read this as an episode about prayer, as having something to say with what it is like to pray, and in especially what it's like praying a prayer of intercession, praying for other people, because that involves striving with the human and striving with the divine. Think for a moment, what is it to intercede for somebody? It's not to tell God a whole lot of things that God knows. It's not to come before God with a shopping list of special things that you would like to have accomplished, as if God performs this miracle but not that miracle, depending on how much he's pestered. Though that's a bit of an implication in the gospel this morning. A strange notion of God that would be. No, to pray for people is to come before God with that person upon your heart, to be as still as possible, as conscious as possible of the loving, merciful kindness of God. And in that sense, in that presence, to have on your heart the person for whom you're praying, the situation for whom you're praying. And to do that is to wrestle with your human nature. Because the minute you try to be still and to hold somebody in clear focus before the love of God, of course you'll start thinking about what you forgot to buy at the supermarket this morning, what you're going to have for supper, a difficult conversation that you had with a colleague at work. All the distractions come pouring in, inevitably, every time you try to do it. And so the experience of prayer is experienced by us as a kind of wrestling with human distraction that arises from our own inability to keep concentrated, still focus upon the loving kindness of God. But it is also a kind of a wrestling with God, with God's apparent slowness to answer prayer. I mean, of course, there's another part of us that knows that there are large and very interesting philosophical and theological questions about on what terms God might answer prayer and why he might not be able to answer prayer without compromising the world's freedom in a way that would make him monstrous. So, but leave that on one side. When we pray for people we love, when they don't get better, when situations aren't healed despite our persistence in prayer, it feels like a wrestling with God. So we wrestle with God, and we wrestle with human nature, and we wrestle as Jacob wrestled all night with that angel on the banks of the Jabbok. And Jacob got up at the end of his wrestling bout and limped away with the wound on his hip, but with the angel's blessing. And I think that's also a powerful image of prayer, which we might end with, to leave the act of prayer wounded and blessed. Wounded because of all the pain that we feel for the person or the situation for which we prayed. Wounded in the apparent non-answer to the prayer. Wounded in all sorts of ways, carrying a wound of love for the sake of the person for whom we pray. Yet actually deeply and obscurely blessed. Wounded and blessed at the end of our praying. The episode by the Jabbok is decisive for Jacob. Things take a turn for the better for him afterwards. And he becomes the victim of trickery, but he's never again the instigator. His career as the dubious dodger of the book of Genesis comes to an end at the Jabbok. And of course, when he does meet Esau, his brother falls upon his neck and they embrace each other. And the most wonderful reconciliation is achieved between them. And that might be a prayer that we make, that as we get up from our wrestling with ourselves and God in prayer, as we limp away wounded and blessed, for us too, this might be reconciliation and the gate of healing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.